Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Grab
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Damn.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so
damn.
Tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin.
I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn.
I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan.
So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
Money,
military, college.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Saturday, Sabbath day, February the 11th of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I'm going to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very important topic today. We're talking about, this is part three of the seven-part series where we're going through Cleronomics, and we're talking about how we have selected a certain of our soul by which to express ourselves or our ego. And in order to depress the ego and elevate the true authentic self or the soul, it requires for us to fire or oscillate on all cylinders. That means that we have to feed the mind, the will, the emotion, the imagination, and the intellect, not just one aspect of the soul. So selective Cleronomic integration means that you have selected one part of your soul and you are living your life vicariously through that aspect. Holistic cleonomic integration means that we want to select the entire soul, all five elements of the soul. And today we want to talk about the second piece. Yesterday we talked about the mind. Today we want to talk about the will. Talking about the mind, yesterday we didn't, again, just a brief overview when we was talking about it yesterday, and same thing with the will. A lot of this is inside of my book, again, the Biology of Behavior, and also my book, The Science of Willpower, which we will be discussing in detail for my Clarinomic group that we are meeting, you know, in the afternoons and doing our one-on-ones. So when we talk about the mind, we are talking about the subconscious mind and the conscious mind. Whenever they are in conflict, the subconscious mind always wins. Let me say that again. The conscious mind and the subconscious mind, they both are designed to oscillate or to vibrate together. However, when one is competing against the other and the subconscious mind is up against the conscious mind, it's not even a fight, because the subconscious mind will always win. The subconscious mind wins because it has power. The subconscious mind has the electrical and the chemical power, whereas the conscious mind has the biological power. So the conscious mind will always lose to the subconscious mind, because the subconscious mind, even though it gets its instructions from the conscious mind, has more power than the conscious mind. So the conscious mind loses because it only has will or biology. So today we want to talk about willpower or the conscious mind. Yesterday we talked about the subconscious mind. Even though they're divided up into two, and we'll see the other five elements, we're technically still talking about mind. However, they are individual elements that stand on their own. That is the most important thing to understand, that these parts of the mind actually stand on their own. So the conscious mind and the subconscious mind, if they were ever to do battle, and they do pretty much every day, conscious and your subconscious mind cannot be separated. And now if they do not work together, this ends up in division. And when the conscious and the subconscious mind are in harmony, you have willpower. But when the subconscious mind is not in harmony with the conscious mind, you have, again, double-mindedness. So in order for you to be single-mindedness, you have to have will, you have to have conscious and subconscious. So the conscious mind and the subconscious mind are in conflict. There is no willpower. You are double-minded. If the conscious mind and the subconscious mind are in conflict, you have no willpower. Willpower is actually the first two, is actually the mind when it works together. That gives you number three, which leads to number four, which activates number five, which manifests in the form of number four, which manifests in the form of number five. Let me say that again. When you have your conscious and your subconscious working together, you have your mind. Your mind, again, gives you your willpower. Your willpower activates your chemical power, which is your emotions. Your emotions, again, take its instructions and take its orders and allow you to develop your imagination. And your imagination allows you to oscillate or vibrate with your intelligence. So the five pieces of the soul can work together in a holistic pattern, or in a holistic life-sustaining pattern, because the brain is like a computer. Now, the brain, of course, isn't a computer, but it operates similarly to a computer. And so when we talk about, from a linguistical point of view, the brain, again, is a analytical machine, like a computer. And so when we understand from a biological or from a behavioral perspective, your neurological function follows or takes its instructions from the conscious and the subconscious brain. So your subconscious brain or your subconscious mind is the key to success. Your belief system shapes your life. So you need to re-empower yourself. You need to create a biology that is positive. And then your brain will release a chemical that will manifest this positivity. So it is very important that you understand willpower is the result of these two items. And if you can wrap your brain around that, brothers and sisters, willpower is the result of the conscious and the subconscious brain working together. Now, when we talk about willpower, we have to understand, because willpower is very, very, very awesome if you can understand how it works. Because willpower is simply saying that my head and my heart are on the same page, and that it gives me this will, that gives me this power, that gives me this inertia, that gives me the ability that despite all obstacles, nothing will prohibit somebody who has a made-up mind. All of your results, for example, in the areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship, and all of your harmful activities, whether it's poor health, whether it's destructive relationships, whether it's inappropriate behavior, whether it's poor eating habits, whether it's poor temper outbursts, whether it's whatever issue that you're having, it's the result of your conscious mind and your subconscious mind not working together. Whenever your conscious mind and your subconscious mind do not work together, whenever faith plus facts equals fruit, if you could under, over, and understand that statement, positive relationships would fall at your feet. You need to have a strong faith. That is a strong belief. That is a strong knowing. You got to know. So once you know something, what do you know? Now, if you don't know anything, formula doesn't work. So let's say I don't know if I want to take job A or job B. Now, I get my facts together. But your facts won't come together because your faith is the mechanism that activates the guidance system that leads you to your facts. Let me say that again. Very important. You're in a relationship, and you need facts to see if this is this the right relationship for me. But since you don't have a strong definition of what you want, and you're not clear, you got fuzzy math, your spirit, your ruach, the pneuma, the universe only responds to a made-up mind, even if it's temporary. Let me say that again. The universe only responds to a made-up mind, even if it's temporary. Let me say that again. The universe only responds to a made-up mind, even if it's temporary. Let me say that one more time. This is the secret to my life. The universe only gives you a guide. It only gives you the necessary facts to activate your willpower once you terminate all options. So once you terminate it and then you decide to go, you got to rebuild it. That's what I did when I came back after I destroyed my marriage, and then I came back and I had to rebuild it. Now, most people don't do that. I, matter of fact, would highly recommend maybe you should, maybe not. I don't know. It's up to you. I'm only telling you what works based upon my experience and universal law. So you got to remember what we are talking about now. Remember, don't lose sight of the forest while looking at the trees. Never forget that you're looking at the forest when you look at one individual tree. So selective claironomic integration means I have selected one area of my life, of my soul, and I am going to live my entire spiritual life through one lens. I got five. I got a five-cylinder car, but I'm only driving one cylinder. So you have your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, and your intellect, but you're only operating out of one. Today we're talking about willpower. Yesterday we talked about mind power. Willpower is mind power, but willpower is only activated when faith and facts come together. Willpower is only activated when sub and consciousness come together. Only. That is the only time. And so people who have no will, they have no faith and no facts. People who have no will, they have no head and no heart. Man, I see it all day, every day. I said, man, why don't you do this? Oh, well, you know, they are lethargic. Why are they lethargic? They don't have no facts that allows them to make a decision to pursue that job, to pursue that man, to pursue that woman, to pursue that house, to pursue that car, to pursue. See, I gather facts because I have faith. And I have faith because I have belief. Let's take real estate, for example. So in real estate, it requires a certain understanding. If you don't have pristine credit and a bunch of money, which I didn't have, how are you going to buy a house? Well, you need a strong belief that there is another way to do. See, the once you make a decision that there is a way, once you read Philippians, what is it, 4:12, 4:13, whatever, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Once you read that and you understand that, that's your mantra. Every day you wake up, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all, A-L-L, I can do all things. Once that happens, bam, you got faith. Faith then draws, you do nothing. All you got to do is just say, I'm going to figure it out. All you got to do is say this. I don't know how, I don't know when, but all I know is going to happen. If you make that statement, all of the universe, every angel in heaven, they turn and they look and they say, hey, that's a made-up mind over there. That's somebody whose head and heart is on the same page. Give him some willpower. Willpower is the result of your faith guiding you to get more facts that empowers more belief, that gets more facts that empowers more belief, that gets more facts that empowers more knowing. Now you know. Then once you know, then you go on to get fruit. So it's faith plus facts equals fruit. If you ain't got no faith, you can't get facts. So you're trying to figure out how to do something. You can't figure out how to do it because you don't have no faith that you can do it. Let me make sure you understand, but since I don't know how to say this, I'm limited by my English language. If you don't believe, if you don't know beyond a shadow of a doubt what you're trying to do, you're going to do it, you will not get the facts by which to do it. So all of the universe, now I can read Hebrews 11, and I can spend an hour talking about Hebrews 11, and that's willpower. Now, my one word thing came up as a rebel or a rebellion on Facebook. Now, I'm not really into all these Facebook algorithms, but sometimes they hit the nail on the head. Now, the book of Hebrews chapter 11 is called the faith chapter. Now, I don't know a lot of stuff, but I'm good at what I do. I'm good at directing energy. I'm good at removing psychological blocks. I'm good at identifying fear-based mechanisms. I'm good at over and understanding that we all have been given. I'm good at using my creative experience to build my self-image. I'm good at that. I'm good at establishing success mechanisms that override failure and creative mechanisms. Because I've had a failure mechanism, I had a creative mechanism, I replaced both of those with a success mechanism. And so the key to tapping into the ether, the key to tapping into source, the key to the three S's, spirit, soul, source, spirit, soul, source, spirit, soul, source. The key is to assume the answer and the solution exists. The key is to assume the answer exists. The key. Now, I don't know what nobody else, everybody else got theory. I only teach theorem. Now, the key, like it says in Hebrews chapter 11, the entire chapter, Hebrews chapter 11, is the key. Hebrews chapter 11 says, now faith is. Not past tense, not future tense. It's not even in tense. It is now tense. Now faith is. The confidence that we hope, that what we hope for will actually happen. Let me say it again. Faith is the confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. Let me say that again. Faith is the confidence. Faith is the assurance. Faith is the substance. Faith is the reality of what is hoped for. Faith is the confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. And because we have faith, because we have knowing, Because we have a willingness to die to achieve this, you get facts. Now, this is the key to life. If you read Hebrews 11 and if the hair on the back of your neck doesn't stand up, check your pulse, please. If you can read Hebrews chapter 11 and the hair on the back of your neck does not stand up, please check your pulse. Because Hebrews 11 is, I can't even put it in a language. I can't even start reading it. Because if I start reading Hebrews chapter 11, I'm going to get real excited. I'm going to start yelling and screaming in somebody's ear, and y'all are not going to get the message that I'm trying to deliver, which is willpower, which is the second piece of a five-piece puzzle to allow you to identify and remove every psychological barrier in your life. Just walk through it like butter. It allows you to pull up every core imprint. When you ask those seven why questions and you get to that core and you find out, man, so the reason why I am not wealthy, when I found out the reason why I wasn't wealthy is because of the fact that I love receiving, Brother Will, I love you, man, I thank you so much, more than I love receiving money. I love, because I'm a six, I'm a life path six, I'm a caring, compassionate person, I would rather have somebody give me a hug and say, Brother Will, your message was powerful today. That's my money. That's my payoff. I live for that. And when I found out that I was living, I had a whole bunch of people who was grateful, and none of them had no money, and none of them was in a position to assist me. So I had to make a choice, because see, right now my son is getting ready. He have my third grandchild is coming. He doesn't have a job, and his wife doesn't have a job. They're struggling. But I got a lot of people who care about me, but I ain't got no money to help my son. I got two daughters who are running their own businesses up in Dallas. Both of them are like my daughter's getting ready to have a grand opening to launch her own freaking fashion line up in Dallas, and I ain't got two nickels to rub together to invest in her business. I got my middle daughter who is a junior in high school, or my youngest daughter is a junior in high school. I got my youngest son who's a freshman at University of Texas. He's a Longhorn, and he's barely scraping it by. He got a part-time job instead of devoting himself full-time to his studies to become an engineer. And I got a lot of people who care about me, and I can't. And the Bible says a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. So what good is it to me to save the whole world and lose my own soul, my own children? So I got a choice to make, and you got one today to make too, brother. You got a choice to make, because right now you're getting paid. You are a multimillionaire. My multimillionaires was, I had a lot of women that I flirted with. I had a lot of Facebook likes. I got a lot of great posts. I got a lot of blog talk shows. Great. Everybody loves me. Ain't nobody paying me shiznit. The devil is a liar. So I don't know what your payoff is, brother. I don't know what your payoff is, sister, but you're getting paid. Your faith is manifesting in your life. You are actually exercising your purpose. You are wealthy. You are healthy. You are wise. And you are in a great relationship, although it is a dysfunctional one. But that's the one you ordered. When I realized that I set this all up, are you serious? So this whole charade, I'm unhappy because I want to be? You got to be kidding me. How the hell did this happen? I mean, it's like the devil. Yeah, it probably was the devil. I don't know. When I got hit in the head with the spiritual 2x4, and the angels gave me the smell of the salt and says, wake up, Negro. You are not in Kansas anymore. Uncovered it, and I saw it in all of its ugliness. And I was just blown away because it was just like a little boy said in The Matrix when he was there and he meets the architect, and he's standing there with the architect. You know old boy Neo's name? I just kind of figured this out. I had an epiphany. So Neo means one, right? N-E-O is O-N-E, one. But you know, Neo is also a part of the brain, the neocortex. So the whole movie, The Matrix, is really talking about the function of the brain, how the brain must become one or holistic in order for you to be the one, in order for you to go through and stop all the fire. You know that scene in The Matrix where he puts his hands up and all those bullets, they just drop. And they're seen in The Matrix where he's like, man, I ain't running from no agents. Agents being negative thoughts. Agents being your core imprint. Agents being your negative habit pattern. Right now, you see a negative habit pattern, you run. And they whooping your behind. But one day, maybe not today, but one day, you're going to wake up. You're going to activate your holistic, claironomic integration. You're going to integrate your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, and your intellect. And they're going to become one. They're going to become Neo. And then you're going to activate your neocortex. And you're going to put your paleo and your reptile cortex out. But until that day, brothers and sisters, I'm sorry, you cannot be successful. Why can you not be successful? Now, I'm not talking about something I read out of a book. I wish I was, because then it would be like, you know, I could sing Kumbaya. Yeah, we could all sit around and we could all, you know, do what I used to do. Tell each other how great we are. Hang up the phone and go back to reality. No money. No health. Very little wisdom. And a dysfunctional relationship. But we're going to go on Facebook and we're going to post nice stuff. And we're going to be a Facebook hero. And a real life zero. I don't know about you, but those days are over for me. My life now is, I wouldn't change nothing in my life. What made my life great? Hebrews 11:1. Now, let me say it one more time before we move on to the good stuff. Hebrews 11 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good report. Through faith we understand. Through faith we understand. Through faith we understand that the worlds, plural, more than one, yours, mine, the Reverend Dr. Bishop's, everybody's world. By faith we understand this, that the worlds were framed, that means made, by the word of God. That be you, according to Psalms 82, verse 6 and John 10. Do you not know that ye are God? So the world that you live in right now, you framed it, my brother. You framed it, my sister, with your words. So that things which are seen were made from things which do not appear. So the things that you see, you created it by the things that you can't see. That means your mind, your will, your imagination, your intellect created what you see. If you want to change what you see, change your mind, change your will, change your emotion, change your imagination, change your intellect. In fact, if you can understand that your subconscious brain and your conscious brain, when they are together, when they're on the same team, there is nothing you cannot accomplish. Nothing. Now, I do this all day, every day. But I'm only using two parts of my soul, my mind and my will. I have no emotion. I ain't got no imagination. And intellect, me and intellect, we don't get along like that. What happened if I activated the other three elements of my soul? Now, I told you guys, I've been declaring and decreeing for the last 6 months really heavily. And I'm going to continue to declare and to decree. Because why? That's faith. My faith has led me to gather a bunch of facts. These facts, they all support my faith. And since my faith and my facts are together, since my head and my heart is together, since my mind, my conscious, and my subconscious is together, I got fruit. When you combine faith and facts, it equals fruit. That is the only way you get results. See, you have to say it before you can see it. Let me say it again. You have to say it before you can see it. Let me say it again. You have to say it before you can see it. And then you have to see it before you can have it. So, like I said before, I got my convertible Corvette, black on black. I'm saying it. Now that I've said it, I can see it. Now that I can see it in my head, I can see me driving around right now in my convertible Corvette with my personalized plates on it that says MT33. I can see it. Guess what? It's coming. I'm going to have it. See, but first of all, I had to see it, but first of all, I said 25 in 2017. I had to say it. Then after I say it, then I could see it. I said I was going to be healthy. I've dropped 30 pounds already in 20 days from where I started. Why? I said it first. My wisdom has increased 100-fold from where I was at yesterday, the day before. My relationship is off hizzle for shizzle. Let me show you understand, brothers and sisters. Your new newness is going to destroy your oldness. That is the biology of Christ consciousness. That is the biology, again, of behavior, and that is cladonomics. You see, brothers and sisters, your mind can do anything. The question is, can you operate your will? Willpower is the combination of the conscious brain and the subconscious brain. Because the conscious brain and the subconscious brain, when they come together, bam, you decide for yourself. The only opinion of yourself that matters is your own. So let's say you got a whack conscious brain and you got a whack subconscious brain. You're going to have a whack image of yourself. You're going to have whack wealth, whack health, whack knowledge, and a whack relationship. So we got to go back. Remember, as I talked about on yesterday's show, none of this stuff means nothing I'm talking about unless you've already done the work, which is, number one, create a loving environment for yourself. Now, I talked about this yesterday. If you're waiting for your mate to create a loving environment for you, they come home and you tell them your sob story and you tell them your emotions, you open up your heart, you spill your beans. Now, I've done this many times. I come on and say, babe, you know what, this is why I cheated, you know. When I was a little kid, Sister Shears used to beat the snot out of me. They starved us. They made us walk around in circles. Man, my mom, I went through all this stuff. Then after my mama died, I went to live with my daddy. He kicked me out. I've been on my own since 13. I was molested. I did all this stuff. And my wife was like, I don't know what they got to do with me. Now, she didn't say it that way, obviously, but there is no way she could put herself in my position. So I have to create a loving environment for myself. And I said, I love myself. And then everybody else said, I came back, my wife says, you're a liar and you're a cheater. And I said, yes, I am, and I love it. And she just saw the look on her face. Do I, like I told you guys yesterday, according to Paul, when Paul said, and we read it yesterday, so please listen to yesterday's messages, I broke it down for you. So you mean to tell me, Brother Will, you mean to tell me you want me to be a bad guy? All I'm saying is, those two wolves you got, the good one and the bad one, that old saying that says, whichever wolf you feed is the one that's going to succeed, that is true. But what about the one you're starving? You're starving yourself. So if you hate the bad wolf, you're actually hating yourself. So what you got to do is transmute the bad wolf. That bad wolf is your wolf on your leash. You keep that bad wolf under control. Just like God told Paul, when Paul said, Father, take this. Now notice his bad wolf was a freaking messenger from Satan. And God said he ain't going nowhere. God told him, my grace is sufficient. But Paul never asked the question, why? That's why I told you guys, make sure that you write those four questions down. Why am I not healthy? Why am I not wealthy? Why am I not wise? Why am I not in a great relationship? And answer that question, why, seven times. If you do that, you'll find your core imprint. And there are seven layers of it. If I ask you, if I say, why am I not in a great relationship? Why? Right now. Okay? I found a great person at the time of my life. And this, as I say before, and as I always say, I love my wife. I have mad respect for my wife. No disrespect to my wife. My ex-wife, who I was married to for 25 years. So why did I leave that relationship after 25 years, brother? 25 years. There's some people listening to this show. You ain't even 25 years old. I was in a marriage for 25 years. And guess what? I would still be married to her right there. I just have to move. She was homeless. Right now, today, my ex-wife of 25 years, the mother of my five children, didn't have a place to stay. So I went out, found an apartment, a duplex, paid the money, and then she got the key. Today, as I'm speaking, right now, she's moving in. Me and my son have moved her in. Now, my current wife doesn't think that's, or why are you helping your ex-wife? She don't think that's a good idea. My children think it's the greatest thing since sliced bread because that's their mother. So I got a choice to make. I could either please my current wife or I could do what my head and my heart tells me to freaking do. Now, I'm going to ask you, what are you going to do? You got choices to make, brothers and sisters, and your core imprint is going to keep you trapped in that freaking box that you're in unless you develop the cojones to step up and live authentically. Do what's in your heart and what's in your head. And my heart and my head told me that that was the right thing to do, and I freaking did it. I took my money. She didn't have no money. I didn't give her a rip if she didn't have no money. I got the money. That's why I'm always blessed. Because I follow my heart and my head, and I use my willpower to overcome his power. Now, let me make sure you understand, because, again, I'm not no guru. I treated my first wife like trash. My second wife, I haven't really treated her that well either. Now, sure, I've learned a lot, and I do a lot of great stuff. But at the end of the day, let's be crystal clear. As you guys know, I love my wife to death. But I got to be honest or I can't help you. If I lie to you, because you can't go nowhere I ain't been. So if I'm telling you to do something that I have not done, you can't do it. And so I could be limiting your success if I don't freaking be honest and authentic with my freaking self. Because what I'm doing is my spirit has been passed down to you. Now, this is the most dangerous thing to follow an unauthentic guru or leader or teacher or somebody who's blowing shiznits. People on Facebook posting stuff that they're not doing. They ain't living it. And I'm telling you right now, brothers and sisters, I'm living my life. And everything I'm teaching you, I'm living. So I'm telling you now, the relationship that I am in, the reason that I'm in that relationship was because I made a choice and a decision that I knew at the time I made it that wasn't right. I wasn't being authentic. It is my fault. It is not my wife's fault. It is my fault. I'm twice her age. I knew my children was grown and gone, and her children was freaking babies. Chose to marry that girl anyway. It is my fault. Anything that goes wrong in this relationship, it is my fault. It is not her fault. I would never, ever, ever, ever say anything negative against my wife. But I still got to grow. I still got to be authentic. So I still got to be honest with myself. I still got to look myself in the eye, and I got to look my wife in the eye and say, baby, I love you, but I cannot stay. I cannot limit myself. I cannot allow myself to stay trapped in this box. So either we grow together, which is what I've been trying to do. I've been trying to grow together. 8 years, I've been trying to grow together. Then I got to make a decision. Do I continue to try to grow together, or do I have to grow without her? You got to make that same choice, too. Because, see, my wife could be listening to this show right now, but she's not. My wife could be reading my books right now, but she's not. And no disrespect to my wife, because I go to church with my wife because she says, honey, in order for my relationship to work, I would like for you to go to church with me. Well, y'all know how I feel about church, but I go to church every Sunday. Why? Out of respect for my wife. I do a lot of stuff out of respect for my wife. But also, now you guys remember, this is not a relationship. But again, we're talking about willpower. We're talking about being authentic. We're talking about going in and identifying. Now, I had a session, not really a session, but a halfway session with two people this morning. And both people did what I subconsciously did what I did, or what I suggested to do in our 7 p.m. shows. And they both pulled out unknowingly their core imprint. And now the core imprint is there. And like I told you, if you don't create a loving environment for yourself, your core imprint, when you pull out the devil and he shows up, what are you going to do? So this is what I did. I uncovered my core imprint. What is the core imprint? Remember, that is the 7 whys. When you get to the last why, you say, why am I in a bad relationship? Because at the time I got into that relationship, I was a fractured soul. This is a true story for me. I wasn't thinking. I was, you know, scared. I just got, you know, I was running from the law, from the cops. I had worn out for my arrest. I got evicted. I didn't have no job. I was broke, busted, and disgusted. So what did that got to do with the relationship? Well, I got into the relationship because of the fact that that was kind of a financial advantage for me. She had a house. She said, hey, move in with me. You got to pay no rent. My cell phone got cut off. She said, oh, no problem. I'll put you on my cell phone plan. Called her, hey, no problem. I got a car. So I got into a relationship. Was it for the relationship because of the relationship, or was the relationship because of the fact that there were some financial advantages? Okay, well, why'd you do that? I did that because I was broke. Why was you broke? I was broke because I made some piss-poor decisions. Why did you make some piss-poor decisions? I made piss-poor decisions because I didn't think I had the ability to make positive ones. Why didn't you think you had the ability to make positive ones? I didn't make the positive ones because I didn't have the tools. Why didn't you have the tools? I didn't have the discipline. Why didn't you have the discipline? because I didn't take responsibility. I didn't see value in my thinking. I saw value in other people's thinking. Why do you see value in your thinking? The reason I didn't see no value in my thinking, because I was told when I was a kid I was stupid, I was an idiot, I was going to be an alcoholic like my father, I was worthless, I just sit on the side of the freaking wall and shut the hell up. I was seen, and I could never be heard. That's my core imprint. No self-esteem, no self-worth, no self-value. So if I, when I uncovered it, what happens? All those feelings of feeling like trash come back. And what do you do when that demon comes back? When you uncover, that's why I told you guys, like I said in the matrix, you got to be careful when you unplug somebody. Because when you uncover that core imprint, if you don't have a life-sustaining pattern to override that core imprint is going to be empowered. The uncovering of it is the activation of it. When you say the name of the demon, you summon the demon. And so when he shows up, what do you do next? Deal with it. How do you deal with it, brother? In an environment of unconditional love. Because guess what? I'm not eight no more. So when the demon comes up and says, yeah, you're going to be an alcoholic like your father, I can tell that demon, you know, I've been on the planet for 50-plus years, homie. I ain't touched a drink yet. I ain't going to touch one. What else you got? Well, you're going to be a lazy, no good for nothing. Dude, I used to work freaking three jobs. I used to sleep in a parking lot of the freaking United States Postal Service because I didn't have time to go home. I used to shower at the freaking gym. I run a business and three jobs. What else you got? Well, you know, nobody's going to like you because you're a black man. I don't give a race. It's not an issue to me. My wife was a white. I was married 25 years to a white woman. I've dated everybody except freaking Chinese. What else you got? See, when you, now you ain't no Paul Creeler no more. Now you ain't five, you ain't six, you're not seven. You're a grown-ass man, and you're a grown-ass woman. You can put your big boy drawers on, you can put your big girl panties on, and you can stare the devil in the freaking face, and you can tell him, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. When I walk through the valley of shadow and death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And then you ask that imprint, what else you got? And then you make the choice, brother. You make the choice, sister, to put your head and your heart in the same place. Now, this is the hardest thing you will ever do in your life, is what I am doing now and what you got to do. Maybe not today, but one day. One day you got to do this. The reason why I read that book first in our Clarinonis class at 7. That is the reason why we may do that book again. Because diligence is the ability to make a clear-cut, concrete decision to cut, to kill, to maim, to mutilate, to destroy. Let me say that again. This is not your Sunday school message. This ain't for new Cretans. Diligence means you love one and hate the other. That's diligence. So you got a choice between two jobs. Diligence means you're going to get your faith. Your faith is going to gather some facts about both of those jobs. And based upon the facts, you're going to look at your facts. And the ones that take you in the direction of your purpose and of your goal, that's the one that's going to produce your fruit. Faith plus facts equals fruit. Faith plus facts equals fruit. Faith plus facts equals fruit. You have to start with faith. What does faith say? Faith says the thing that I'm hoping for, I already got. Faith is acting as if. So for me, I got some facts. Now, I had not dealt with my core imprint at the time that I came back to my wife. Now, I left my wife. You guys know the story. My wife is in another room. I don't hold no punches. I'll be honest. I tell my wife, I love you, baby. But I got to be honest because I can't help nobody if I can help myself. If I'm a lie to myself, then I'm a lie to other people, and then their lives are going to be a lie. So when I left my wife's lot was better. I came back because my core imprint. My core imprint is, you are a savior. You left your wife in a destitute position. go back at horse and ride in and save the day. What did I just do today? What did I just do today? My wife, ex-wife, been my ex-wife now for 10 years. What did I do? She was homeless. What did that got to do with me? What does that got to do with me, brother? What does it got to do with me? But what did I do? I went in my bank account, got my money that I could be using to invest in my business and do something else, and I went out and got her, paid the down payment, paid the first money, turned on the lights, and she got the key and she's moving in. Why? That's my payoff. That's my demon. What is the demon? Save. I got the God complex. So I put on my white horse, and I came in, da-da-da-da-da. Brother Will to save the day. Every time the devil want to set me back, he brings in a damsel in distress. Go to Google, type in life path number 6. Look at the negative. What is the negative expression of the life path number 6? For men, saving damsels. For women, making men into boys. If you are a woman, and if you are 6, you know what I'm saying. You got a man, but you treat him like a boy. You want to take care of him. Don't take care of that sucker. Let him take care of himself. He's a man. He's not a boy. But you're making him a boy because you're treating him like one. Require him to stand on his own 2 feet, and he will. So what if I would have required my ex-wife to find her own place? She would have found it. But me? Oh, no. No. Hey, I got to come in and save the day. That's my demon, which is always going out and helping people who don't need to be helped. If I leave them alone, guess what happens? They have to go to God. They got to figure it out for themselves. They got to grow up. But I'm actually enabling my wife to my ex-wife to continually to depend and support on me. So guess what I told her? This is the last ship. Now she probably don't believe me. But guess what? Guess what's going to happen? As soon as I moved in, she's moving in right now. First question out of her mouth, hey, well, you know, I spent all of my money. I said, you didn't spend your money. I spent my money. My money is the reason that you're in this place. Well, you know, I had to do this, that, and other. So me and your daughter, we ain't got no money for food. You see, it never stops. So I can be stupid, and I can say, oh, okay, no problem. Here you go. Here's some money for food. Then she's going to come back tomorrow. Well, I ain't got no gas. Okay, here you go. Here's some money for gas. Well, you know what, I ain't got no money, but it doesn't stop unless I stop it. Told her today, the buck stopped here. Because why? I got to grow up so that way you can grow up. So now, today, brothers and sisters, this is a sad day. I'm trying not to be emotional, but today is the day that I'm burying my demons. Captain Saber Blank is out of business. I'm no longer saving damsels in distress. Now, as soon as I say that, exactly, remember King Solomon? Soon as you make a statement of declaration with emotion, you're going to get tested. So I already know, as soon as I hang up this phone, I guarantee you a damsel in distress is going to call me and say, Brother Will, I need blank. I already know. So I'm already prepared. Because that's my demon. What's yours? So in the areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship, I have used my willpower to run buckshot over God's design for me. That means that I wish I could tell you guys how I just got this duplex for my homeless ex-wife, who really wasn't homeless. She was living with a friend. But she told me I was homeless. Didn't come to find out. Actually, she was living pretty good. See how the devil works? So he called me out of all my money. Well, not all. He called me out of some money. Because he knew, oh, pull on Brother Will's purse strings. He'll come in. He'll put on a white horse. He'll come in and save the day. It's the same shizness that's been going on for 25 freaking years. Where am I going to learn? Why do I keep making the same mistake over and over? That's my core imprint. Because why? My mother raised 13 kids by herself, and I watched her struggle every day, and I wanted to help, and I couldn't do nothing because I was a little kid. And I told myself when I grew up, if I saw a woman struggling, I was going to help. So if I don't go back and decide, Mama, You was a grown-ass woman. You allowed Sister Shields to beat the snot out of you. You gave her your money. You sold out your kids. You basically killed yourself by doing something. That is your fault. It ain't my fault. It was not my responsibility to take care of my grown-ass mother. She made her own choices and her own decisions. So I got to tell myself that today. And if I don't, I'm going to continue to be taken in and go out and help people who don't need my help. That's not my job. So one day I'm going to wake up, I'm going to be 80 years old, and I'm going to look at my life and go, where did it go? How do I know? My father right now is almost 80 years old. He lives in a house that if me and my sister don't pay for, his ass is in the street. Right? My father did the exact same thing I did. He did the exact same thing, but see, he never dealt with his core imprint. I'm dealing with mine. The devil, the enemy that I see today, the enemy that you see today, you will see no more. Now, I'm sorry, because I know there's people that are listening that I've offended. That was not my intent. This is my life. Brothers and sisters, you got your life to live. Right now, you have selected to live your life through one stream. You are either using your will, which is what we're talking about today. You're using your mind. You're using your emotions. You get very emotional to get through life. You get very intellectual to get through life. You get very imaginative and creative to get through life. You get very willful. That means that your subconscious and your conscious, which is your mind, when they come together and you make a concrete decision, bam, you have willpower. Willpower is two parts coming together, and when those two things come together, it activates your will. And once you do that, brother, sister, there's nothing you cannot accomplish, because that's what it says at the Tower of Babel. There was one accord, and there's one language, and there was nothing that they could not accomplish. Why? Willpower is just like a computer operating system. It is the OS. It is the operating system of the negative habit program, or the failure program, or the creative program, or the success program. Willpower, again, is like a computer. If you turn your computer off and if you reboot your computer, what happens? Your computer hardware system pulls up the applications of the programs. The applications or the programs make up your operating system. So the operating system, or in computer languages, is called the Application Program Interface, the API. So the API runs your CPU, your central processing unit, where the brain, the body works just like a computer. But your operating system is your mind and your will. I'm sorry, your mind, your subconscious, and your conscious brain. So your conscious brain and your subconscious brain very rarely are on the same page. That is why you are not more successful to him that believes. Anything is possible if your conscious and your subconscious brain is on the same page. But most of the time, they are not. Because, see, whatever thoughts that you hold in your brain will tend, remember we talked about yesterday, the word mind. Again, that's where we get the word intention, where we get the word, this is what I intend to do. So whatever thoughts that you hold in your brain will, again, intention or tend to occur into your life. So if you continue to believe as you've always believed, you will continue to act as you've always acted. The stimulus, emotion, filter, and then behavior. So to be successful, my brothers, to be successful, my sisters, we need to have a holistic, claironomic worldview. Which means I'm using my mind, my will, my emotion, my imagination, and my intellect, all to focus on one thing. That is my dear Kinnear and my purpose. So we're going to tackle wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. Now, again, willpower is just simply the ability to overcome obstacles. That's it, plain and simple. I can give you a bunch of fancy definitions. We can go to the different states of mind. We can talk about beta, alpha, delta. We're going to go through that during our one-on-ones, and also during the 7 o'clock in-depth studies for everybody that's part of the Clarinomic group. But for this, excuse me, this general message, so that way everybody understands that what I am teaching is very dangerous. As I'm learning, because people are waking up and they are uncovering their hidden core imprint, that is imprinted on their soul are from childhood. And once you wake up this sleeping giant, now you got to deal with it. And the way that you deal with it is in an environment of unconditional love. There is a psychological barrier that you must overcome. This barrier is you do not get something for nothing. Now, at the base and at the root, you have to understand that there is a price that you must pay in order to receive. For example, the price of this course, the price of my program. The reason that my program is $5,000, and again, for $3,000 for some people that were prior members, the reason why it was so expensive, because I have to dehypnotize you. Now, do you believe that you were hypnotized? Most people probably do not. Most people do not really understand that they hypnotize themselves by listening to somebody like me and believing what that person says and then regurgitating it to yourself and regurgitating it to somebody else. And that is how any hypnotist will tell you that's how you hypnotize people. But your brain cells and the universe are exactly the same. So the brain is like a big, huge quantum computer or a supercomputer. And so you would have to treat the brain the same way we treat a computer. So the power of your brain is amazing. That's what we talked about yesterday. We talked about the mind, because the mind works just like a computer. The subconscious mind inspires, it guides. And the conscious brain gives the subconscious the things that it needs by which to inspire and to guide us. So thoughts are conveyed via the conscious mind to the subconscious mind, and then it is impressed upon the brain cells that makes an image on the brain that the will now uses to manifest. So willpower is simply the results of the thoughts that come into the brain. And these thoughts come in through your conscious brain. The conscious brain sends it to the subconscious brain. The subconscious brain is an amplifier. It amplifies the thoughts of the mind. Unfortunately, once the subconscious mind amplifies it, it has the habit of taking everything literally. So if we keep on thinking that, again, we need to add more stuff, the subconscious mind takes what was given to it previously as being the literal pattern, and it doesn't want to take new information. So the subconscious brain, once it establishes a pattern, it doesn't want to change it. That becomes your imprint. So your imprint is simply what you gave to your brain as a child, and that's what you believed was correct. So what, as a child, I believed certain things, but they were not correct. But now I got a brain that says that they were correct because they imprinted it onto my brain. So I know I'm not stupid, even though my imprint says it, because my grandmother told me that 1,000 times. Now, she was saying it to try to motivate me or try to do it. Now, I know I'm not an alcoholic because I don't drink. I've never drunk. But my subconscious brain still has that imprint. Now I'm an adult. Now I can recall those memories. I can pull them up, and I can remove them with positive memories. I can remove those negative habit patterns with a positive, with a life-sustaining pattern, with my life pattern. Now I am a didactic teacher, and I'm doing that very well. And so now I can override my subconscious brain with my willpower. Now, we talked about, if we can understand that our subconscious mind is essentially there in order for us to use it, it is not supposed to be using us. So we got to understand that there is a big difference between the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. But again, they work together. Most people are either right brain or left brain. They should be whole brain. Most people have, again, either one aspect of the soul, and we should be whole soul. We should operate from a holistic point of view. So I have been using my willpower to go in and do what I did today. So my children have been telling me, Dad, do you know that Mama doesn't have a place to stay? Yeah, I know, Shawty, I know. And my other daughter called me. Now, she's been homeless now for, it's going on for a while now. And when we come down for the holidays, we ain't got nowhere to go because, you know, Mama's sleeping in the car. And she got a full-time, two full-time jobs. Two. No, not two. She got a full-time job, and then she works at somewhere else. She'll be telling all her business, but, you know, hey, it is what it is. So how can you be homeless? You got a full-time job with benefits, and you got a part-time job. Now, I don't know. Now, well, I do know, and I'm telling the children. Now, the children are starting to understand. But it's still their mother. And I still am a six. So I put my cape on one more time. And I went out there and saved the day. And I did the same thing with my marriage, my second marriage. Everybody got better. I was happier. She was happier. But then I got a couple of phone calls. Well, you know, hey, struggling here, struggling there. You know, this would be better. That you used to do this, you used to do that. Hey, the new guy, you know, he's handling this, but he's not handling that. So what did I do? Put on my cape, ride out into the sunset, save the day. At whose expense? Now, right now, my ex-wife is moving into her new duplex. She's happy. Right now, my current wife is out with her family, shopping, spending money. Who's happy? So right now, I've been living my entire life making everybody else happy. That's why I cried like a baby 6 months ago, and my sister told me, you deserve to be happy. Because I had never heard that before in my life. This started for me, I said 6 months, about 2 or 3 months ago. That's when you guys noticed my speech started changing. You guys noticed I got really more aggressive. You guys noticed that's when I started talking about doing 25 and 27. You guys noticed that's when the course went from $1,000 to $5,000. You guys know that's when I stopped working with, you know, 50 people who aren't serious to only working with, you know, 10 people that are serious. Why did that change? Because I decided to be happy. I decided that I was going to do things to make me happy because I deserve to be happy. I have a right to be happy. 50 plus years on earth, and I never heard that statement. Nobody never looked me in the eye and says, you deserve to be happy. So I'm telling somebody today that's listening to this show, you spend your life serving people, helping people. You've been a doormat. You've been stepped on. You've been lied to. You're always there. You're the support system for your whole family. Everybody knows, hey, we need money. Call this person. Call that person. You are always there. You are always the one, you know, that everybody say take the high road. That's you. You are always take the high road. Somebody cut you off in traffic. Oh, no, go ahead. Go ahead. Somebody bumps into you. Oh, excuse me. Somebody come and talk crazy to you. Your husband come home and talk, call you out your name. So, oh, yeah, that's okay. He had a bad day. Your wife come home and she don't do nothing, blah, blah, blah. House look like trash. She don't cook. She don't do nothing. And you make excuses for her. You say, well, she had a hard life and her mama didn't teach her how to cook. No. To be happy today. And until you say that statement to yourself, I deserve to be happy. And I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it happy. I'm going to make myself happy. I'm not going to borrow no money from somebody. I'm going to make my own money. I'm not going to read no book or watch no video about somebody else being healthy. I'm going to be healthy. I'm not going to talk about and look at, hey, you know, look at Steve Jobs. He's a genius. Look at old boy that did better Facebook. Oh, man, look at that dude, man. They're healthy. They're this, they're that. I'm not going to do that no more. I'm not going to look at other people and say, oh, man, I wish I had a relationship like that person. No. I'm going to take the bull by the horns. I'm going to make choices. I'm going to make decisions. I'm going to use my mind, my will, my emotion, my intellect, and my imagination, and nobody else. If it is to be, it's up to me. Me, myself, and I, all three of us, we are going to make sure that I am wealthy, I am healthy, I am wise, and I am in a great relationship now. Why? Because now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Brothers and sisters, you can use mind power, you can use willpower, but what I'm going to do and what I am doing is I'm using holistic power, holistic claironomic power. I am integrating all aspects of my soul. My entire life, I just used my willpower. I just bulldog tenacity. That was great. It got me to this far, but to go to the next level, I need my mind, my will, my emotions, my imagination, and my intellect. All five pieces of the puzzle got to come together. And that's what we're doing in 2017. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because He will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.